We're going to read from 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 1 to 5. David again gathered all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. David and all the people with him set out and went from Baal Judah to bring up from there the Ark of God, which is called by the name of the Lord of hosts, who is enthroned on the cherubim. They carried the Ark of God on a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill. Uzziah and Aho, the sons of Abinadab, were driving the new cart with the Ark of God, and Aho went in front of the Ark. David and all the house of Israel were dancing before the Lord with all their might, with songs and lyres and harps and tambourines and castanets and cymbals. And the Lord blesses the public reading of his inspired and infallible word. Amen.
My message this afternoon or this morning is the kingdom, of course, the kingdom of God and his choice men. Coming from the New King James, every other version uses the word chosen men. But I want to stick to the New King James, which means choice men. And it doesn't matter whether it's men, but what we believe, even men in the Bible, they represent what women can do. So it's the kingdom of God and his choice people. That means you and I. We've been chosen. Hallelujah. You know, I made up my mind early in my Christian life that I want to make a difference. Amen. Early in my Christian life, I made up my mind, I want to do something for God. I just want to do something for God. I don't know, probably it's my background from somebody who never knew God. Never, you know, I wasn't a believer in Christ, even though I come from a Muslim background, but I was reluctant to always fighting my father, always fighting my father. I don't know, but, you know, from the kind of backgrounds we came from in Nigeria, that kind of, you know, kind of affluent kind of social class. Personally, when you go to school, there's probably two or three Muslims in your class. And sometimes in those days, you're even ashamed. I'm just talking about myself. You're probably ashamed to identify yourself as a Muslim in those days. So it was for me personally, you know, because everybody else was a believer. So I never really knew God until my early 20s. And then I gave my life in this place. Even as I'm celebrating the birth of my grandchild, it's exactly 35 years ago on the 20th of July that myself and my wife stood here and made a commitment in marriage, 35 years ago. Yeah. It's been a journey, but it's been good. There was an anointing, but there's still an anointing. For those of you that are single there over there, there's an anointing there. That's where I used to sit. That's where I used to sit. And my wife used to sit there. But I don't encourage you because you know while you're worshiping God, say hallelujah, hallelujah. No good. We're here to worship. We're here to focus on God. But it's been a journey. And I'm thanking God. Hallelujah. That 35 years later, that we welcomed a grandson into our family in the name of Jesus. Amen. The kingdom of God and choice men. I thank God for this church. I really do. For the grace, for the anointing, for the vision. It's unique. But it's just what God wants for us. Amen? It's unique. We're not boasting, we're not arrogant. It's just the plans of God for our lives. Our mission statement is London and the world for Jesus. That's bold and big in itself. London and the world for Jesus Christ. What does that mean? For me, two things. Influence and impact. Amen? Influence and impact. Everywhere we go, we make an impact. And that's so true. That's so true. That's so true. Everywhere we go, we make an impact. Everywhere we go. Everywhere we go, we influence the people. Influence is all about salt and light, isn't it? Salt can influence the taste of what you eat. We're out there to influence the lives of the people, the way we live our lives, the way we conduct our lives. We influence people so that people can ask questions about the God that we serve. And I believe that God, again and again, is a new season, is a new day for us in KTLCC. And I believe that God is reminding us again and again and again and again and again who we are and what we ought to do for Him, for His glory. That we go out there in the name of Jesus and we influence the nations for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We influence the nations. We go out there, we preach, we teach, we live. We live. It's amazing some of the things that Mama Kemi was sharing today. Going to Peckham and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. I want to show you some pictures. I want to show you some pictures. And there's a reason why I'm showing this, because it's what we used to do and what I believe God wants to do now. Now, all the pictures that I'm about to show you are between 25 and 30 years old. This picture, this one here, was taken 1990, either 1992 or 1993. But you can, you know, if anybody, does anybody know, anybody, can anybody identify this young lady here? Who's that? There's only one Jacqueline Brown. Our dear Jacqueline Brown. She was probably a teenager then. Yeah. Yeah. 30 years ago. Well, probably not. 30 years ago. Can anybody guess where this was? Albania. Albania. We were one of the first one, and this is true. We're one of the churches in London that went to Albania. At least we went to Albania for 10 years, since 1992 till about 1998 was my last time there. 1992, 1998, every summer. We pack our bags for 2 weeks, and it was not easy. It was not easy. If I say it was not easy, hallelujah. You want to hear things. It was not easy in those days. The kitchen and the toilet was in the same place. Welcome to missions. Seriously, the toilet, and there was no hotel. No hotel. We pioneered something. Jacqueline Brown. Look at her smiling. More pictures. Yep, that's me there somewhere. Have you seen me there? That fine boy with no pimples? Yeah, that's me. I'm there somewhere. I'm there up there. A lot of conversions. That's a baptism in the sea in Albania. See what God was doing in those days? 30 years ago. We picked up our bags every summer. Knew nobody, no contacts. We just went there. And God began to lead us to the city in Albania. It's amazing. I don't know whether you know this. It's one of the biggest hotspots for young Africans for parties now. They go there in their thousands to Albania. We need to go back there. It's not meant for parties. But we pioneered something, because in those days they had never, remember, Albania was a communist country. They had never seen a black person before. Yeah, it's true. True story. So someone like myself and Jacqueline, we will be walking the streets of Tirana and people will be touching us. Can I, you know, they'll be speaking their language. It's true, true. In those days, they'll be touching us. They've never seen. Amen? They've never seen a black person. You know, of course, their TV was controlled. They had never heard of a continent called Africa. Afrique? They say, where is that? Near America? Far away from America. More pictures. That's the reason why I'm showing you this. Rwanda for Jesus. This picture too, probably about 25 years old. Rwanda for Jesus. This was just after the war. I was there, probably 9 months after the war. After the war, remember the genocide? After the war, when a team of us went to Rwanda, believing God that Rwanda, and it was tense. I'm telling you, it was tense. We needed security to do what we were doing. We needed the backing of the United Nations to do what we're doing. You understand? Because it was tense. But we went there preaching Jesus. More pictures, please. Anybody see this? My brother here? He was here last week. I know. This picture definitely is 25 years ago. Oh, yeah. Look at him. We had hair in those days. Hallelujah. Amen. See this one? Anybody notice? Anybody can identify this young lady there? That's Beverly. Beverly, on the staff here, our HR lead here. This was a missions to Jamaica, at least 15 years ago. Missions to Jamaica. The favor of God upon our lives was KTLCC. We had so many contacts. We had about 15 churches that wanted to work with us, and we could only choose 4 because of time. The favor of God. Any more pictures? Okay, there you are. Jacqueline Brown leading worship. There she is again. Leading worship, that's me, probably saying, I see that hand. I don't know what I was saying there. I see that hand. Amen. Wow, I did. My God, look at this one. This was missions. See, could you see people's hands? This is salvation, people of God. These are Muslim background, lifting their hands to surrender for Jesus. Amen. This is not Ranabonke, this is us. Seriously, this is the influence. More, there you are, we're there, same place. You see my dear mama here, Mama Kemi. Powerful woman of God. Mama Kemi, we bless you, we thank God for you. Amen, still as strong and as bold. Hallelujah. And committed. As if she's 40. But she's not. But we thank God. See that? These are all missions. 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 That's me preaching. This was 2011. The dates are there. 2011. Preaching. Preaching. Me and this mama, we've been around forever. Look at Mama Kemi behind me there. She's been my mama. So pray for me. I'm telling you. Pray. That's Mama Kemi. That's Mama Kemi behind me there. That's Mama Kemi. We're going to do more. Who's going to go? Nobody. See that? Why am I saying this? I'm saying this because many of us, we started when we were in our 20s. My first mission to Albania in 1992, I wasn't 30, 1992. I was 28. My birthday's in September. So I was 28, my first mission, and I led the team. I led the team from KTLCC. I led the team. Amen? Why am I saying this? It will make sense. Please turn with me to the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 6. And verse 1. Hallelujah. The Bible says, verse 1, 2 Samuel 6, again, David gathered. That word gather means assembled. He assembled. He brought together. He gathered not just anybody. people who had made up their mind, people who saw the need, who saw the cause. There's a reason. There's a reason. There's got to be a reason for me to be here today. Amen. I'm not a wanderer. I didn't just wander into church. There's got to be a reason. There's a reason for me to live. Amen. Paul said, for me to live is Christ. There's got to be a reason. There's got to be a reason. There's a reason. Pastor Debbie read it. They were going to bring the ark back. Amen. There's a reason. He gathered. How many thousand? He gathered 30,000. 30,000 men to go. Is there to bring, you know, there's a reason. You know, he arose. Where is it? So verse 3. So they set. No. Where is it? There, with all the people with them. Yeah, okay. To bring, verse 2, to bring up from there the ark of God. And then it talks about this powerful thing. What a privilege that David had to bring the ark and the presence of God. There's going to be a reason why you're in KT. Listen, if you've been in this church for 4 months and beyond, then there's got to be a reason. It's got to be a reason. 4 months, you've been here, and you're here every Sunday. You're part of the choice men or the chosen men that God is calling to make a difference. Hallelujah. He gathered them, and that's what we're doing right now. And I thank God for what Pastor Malcolm is talking about. I thank God for what Pastor Charles did, you know, his message about the kingdom and the marketplace, making sure that we impact the marketplace. I thank God for everything that these men are saying, because that's exactly what God is saying to us now. There's a gathering, and God is bringing us together to change London and the world. Amen. There's a reason why we gather. That, you know, church is beyond these walls, isn't it? Life is beyond these walls. This is just a small percentage of what we're called to do. There's work to be done in London. Hallelujah. The Bible says he gathered the choice men. And that's what God is doing in KTLCC. He's gathering the choice men. And I like that word, he gathered them, because sometimes, you know, somebody needs to interfere in your life. And that's what that gathering means. He interfered in their life and said, guys, there is a reason. There is a reason. We got to go bring that act back. There's a reason. There's interference. Sometimes things are not just given. I didn't just come to this stage and preach just because I'm tired. No. I've worked under so many leaders in this church. From the days of Win Lewis, 30-something years ago. Amen? I make sure that every man of God has the opportunity to pray about me. I make sure that I fit into their own plans as well. Same thing with Pastor Malcolm. 3 times Pastor Malcolm called me and told me what I was meant to do. 3 times. And for me, he was interfering. And I'm not going to go into details, but I had other plans. I've been here for a long time. Amen. Oh yeah, been here over 30-something years. But he interfered. He was saying, you're part of the gathering, Tayo. You're part of this gathering. You're part of this choice, man. Three times he called me. And I can say, no, I can't hear God. I've got my own plans. After so many years, me too. But God spoke. Can't go into details. But God will speak to you. God will speak to you. And I thank God for what I'm doing. I don't know whether you guys know what I do. I have the privilege of working so closely with Pastor Malcolm in the SMO, Senior Minister's Office. But also, I lead the network. For me, which is a great privilege to lead so many pastors in our network and to begin to give direction and vision of how we're going to multiply our churches in London, which we are doing by the grace of God. For me, it's a privilege to be part of this move, missions, and all these things that God is doing. We're, We're starting missions again. Thank God for that. Some of those things that we saw in Mali will be nothing compared to what God is about to do again. We're going to see thousands in some crusades. We're going to see thousands give their hearts to Jesus in Jesus' name. But it's not just me. What about you? I believe that God is interfering with your life. Amen? He's calling you. He's gathering us. He's interfering. He said, let go, let go, let go, let go, let go. It's not about you, people of God. It's not about you. Let go so he can use you. Let go, let go, let go, let go, let go. Sometimes you got to let go of your agenda. I had a plan. I had a plan. I'm telling you, I had a plan. My plan, whatever you believe, my plan was not to be here preaching. Wasn't part of my plan. You understand? All these things are privileges and calls by God. Nobody mounts a pulpit like this unless you are called. Are you with me? You don't. Amen. You don't. Hallelujah. You don't. You got to make sure that God is with you. Hallelujah. David gathered them. And I believe God is doing the same thing right now. He's gathering us for a purpose. There's a task at hand. And for us, it's London. There's something about London. Listen. If we don't do it, I'm not sure if anybody else is going to do it. That's how we must behave. Amen? Are you with me? I'm not sure. If we don't do it, I'm not sure if anybody is going to do it. Amen? We are called to influence London. We are called to influence. Are you with me? Hallelujah. We are called to influence London. We are called to make a major impact. Major impact. Major impact. By the things we do in London. And we've got to get ready for that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What I want to talk about today is the quality of these chosen men. Of course, you understand that word chosen talks about able, capable, men that are capable, men with ability, you know, the kind of can-do men, amen, can-do. Of course, when I'm using that word men, I'm talking about women as well, men and women, the people that can do. You understand, I can do, not in my own power, not in my own strength, but the power and by the grace of God that flows through me. Hallelujah. Men and women that have put aside their agenda, which we all must do at one stage of our lives, is put aside our own personal agenda. I had an agenda. 2 years ago, I had my own agenda. Until there's an interference. Amen. I had all kind of things planned. Before I became a pastor, we had our own agenda. Never planned. Planned to be what? Never planned to be a pastor. Somebody interfered with my life. His name is Colin Dye. I'm telling you, I told him no. He said, go and plant. I said, no. Plant what? Go and plant a church. He said, no. Do you understand? I didn't go to school to plant a church. Businessman. I'm Nigerian. Money. Nice car. Nice shoes. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember, this is many years ago where pastors, glory, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You don't want, you wear your shoe, one is facing Notting Hill Gate and the other one not facing Peckham. You don't want all that kind of stuff. So I said, no. Pastor, no. Pastor Colin, no. But I believe the man kept on interfering with my life. And I said, okay, I will do it part-time. Look at me now. The part-time didn't last. But I tell you what, I won't swap it for anything else. Because for me personally, and I'm telling you, God has been good to me. Personally, God has been good. There's nothing that my mates who did not come into ministry, there's nothing they can do that I can't do. By the grace of God. By the grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So what I'm looking for is what are the qualities? What are the qualities? I'm going to give you 5 qualities of these choice men from the Bible. The kind of people that God is raising in KTLCC. You and I. you and I. We're not just meant. It's not possible. It's not possible. You're not meant to come to church and just sit down, go home, come back, go home, come back, go home, come back, go home, come back. It's not possible. Hallelujah. Some of you will lead missions to Iran, lead missions to Iraq. Do I hear an amen? Amen. You're not convinced. Amen. Yeah, God will send some of you. Amen. You lead missions to the northern Nigeria in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. To the southern Nigeria. Amen. Some of you missions to Peckham, missions to whatever it is. Amen. Not just missions, but even the place of your work as well. Boldly. Some of the things we did, I'm telling you. Anyway, we'll get there in a minute. Five qualities of a choice man. Choice lady, five qualities. Number one, a choice man or a chosen person, but you know I'm using it from the King James Version. A choice person must be courageous. You must have courage. It's something you must have. It's something that must be in your life. Amen. You must have courage. You must be brave. Nobody does anything for God unless you are brave. Hallelujah. You've got to be brave. Hallelujah. Courage means you are ready to face challenges and not run away from them. Amen. Amen. When a lion comes your way, you don't run away. You confront it. When problems come your way, you don't run away. You confront it. Amen. I've said this before. I learned in my early Christian life, I learned how to confront debt. Me and debt were no friends. Debt, it's not my friend. That's another story for another day. When I called a prayer meeting when there was so much debt in my life. This one debt. I called a prayer meeting. I confronted them. They said, anyway. It's true. I sat them, you've heard this before, I sat them my bills. I sat them on, I sat them on a chair. I gave them, put every bill, gas bill, water bill, this bill, credit card bill, put it on a chair, and then I began to address. From today, you will not harass me. From today. I spoke to them. I'm not running away. Some people, they don't really, and the bill, no, me, I don't run away. I like challenges. Amen. You know what champions have for breakfast? Challenges and difficulties. They have it for. So by the time this afternoon, they've dealt with it. Hallelujah. You've got to be brave. You've got to be brave. You've got to learn how to fight with confidence. Not your own confidence, but you've got to learn how to fight with the confidence that you have in Jesus. Amen. You've got to fight with the boldness that you have in Jesus. Paul says it, I have not given you a spirit of timidity. You shall not be, intimidated by nobody or anything. Whatever it is, I'll challenge it in the name of Jesus. I challenge it. Amen. I've said my story before. I don't, when somebody said I diagnose you with cancer. I say, you and who? I'm not lying. Mama Kemi is there. She's my witness. You and who? I told the doctor, you and who? You and who? Now, I'm not asking you to do that, but that's me. The man was shaking in his chair. Don't address me as Tayo. You look at my medical note. I said, nee, Pastor, Apostle, let's get things in perspective. Call me Apostle. And I told him, whatever. Look, if you don't believe me, go and ask Mama Kemi. I told the guy, the doctor, consultant, say, whatever that is written, I say, whatever it is, you see, I'm not asking you to do this, so this is me. I told him, in my language, because sometimes, when I want to, apart from tongues, when I want to pray some deep prayers that confuse the devil, I speak in Yoruba. Oh yeah, personally. I told him, whatever that report is, I say, Emiko, which means it's not me. No, it's true. That was 14 years ago. I'm still standing. Just talking nonsense. We can see cancer in your body. No, I respect. No, I'm just talking about me. Oh, please, you understand? It's just me. Just me. Say, five bouts of chemo. I say, you and who? confidence. God will give you some boldness that you will say things that you know you cannot say it unless God is with you. You understand those kind of things? Some things will come out of your mouth. Amen. Some things will come out of your mouth. You begin to say things that you know this is God. This is God. Hallelujah. I'm not joking. I've said this testimony before. The day this guy dismissed me after so many tests, Mama Kevin, she knows. The day he dismissed me, the guy was shaking. He said, sometimes, apostle, did you say apostle, pastor, whichever, you can use both. He said, sometimes all these are machines. I'm not lying. He said to me, sometimes all these machines, they don't even know what they're looking for. Hey, I respect doctors, but I beg. That's my own story. Hallelujah. Courage. Courage. Come on, somebody. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 1, he's going to take the land. He's going to divide the land. He's going to go into the promised land after so many years. So many years. God said, you need courage. Joshua chapter 1, verse 6. God said, Joshua, you need courage. You need courage. Amen. God said, you need courage. See, be courageous. Be courageous. Amen. Be brave about this. Have confidence about this. The land is yours. Hallelujah. People of God, London is ours. Yeah. Oh, come on. Am I in the right place? London belongs to Jesus. Yeah. It's London. We will see things, I'm telling you. Some of you, you will have your preaching platform will be on the central line from Bethnal Green to Wood Green or whatever it is. You'll just be preaching deliverance, manifestations. Hallelujah. Demons will be coming. I'm telling you, this way where we're going. Some of you, you just walk into a bus 27, and demons will begin to scream. Ah! It's the grace of God. I'm telling you. Say, no, don't worry. I got this. Bus driver, I've got this. Don't call the police. I got this. Come out in Jesus' name. Set people free. I'm telling you, confidence. Twice God said to Joshua, only be strong and very courageous. The first one was good courage, emphasis, and then he says, very courageous. Receive that into your heart right now. Receive that into your heart right now. The courage to be everything that God has called you to be, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Quality number two, the pioneering spirit. A pioneer. You know, these are people that break new grounds. The breaking of new grounds. Never done it before, never been done before, but you break into it. We never been to Abena before. Never. I had a friend, American guy, who's from Toronto, who was raising money. And because there's an old lady that kept on giving money, you know. And after 6 years, she learned that she was giving money to Tirana and not Toronto. Because Tirana and Toronto, they sound as like. Because nobody has ever heard of Tirana before. But Toronto, everybody knows. Amen. Breaking new grounds. There's some places that nobody has ever been to that you're going to go in the name of Jesus. There's some places in this city called London that some of you are going to break into in the name of Jesus. It's called a pioneering spirit. Come on. Breaking new grounds. What's the word that we carry? God said, I'm doing a new thing. Can you not perceive it? In KTLCC, God is saying, I'm doing a new thing. Can you not perceive it? Amen. Come on. God is saying to us, I'm doing a new thing. Somebody say, God is doing a new thing. Say it again. God is saying, I'm doing a new thing. Amen. Can you not perceive it? He's talking to pioneers. Amen. He's talking to pioneers. It's not where you've been before. It's not what you've done before. Hallelujah. God is doing something new, and God is raising pioneers in this place that are going to do something that has never been done before, or probably never been done in this city. The pioneers, God is raising. Isaiah 43 verse 19, behold, I do a new thing. Behold, I do a new thing. God is asking us to do new things. My prayer that at least some of you, you will do something new before the end of 2026. Anybody receive it? Anybody receive it? Come on. Anybody receive it? You'll do something new. Come on, anybody receive it. That's a prophecy coming forth right now. You will do something new. Come on, people of God. You will do something new, something new, something new. Katoba, retebo. You'll do something new before the end of 2026 in your life. Vakaba, you'll do something new. Never been done before. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Number three, barrier breakers. People who break barriers. The ability to break barriers, obstacles, challenges, no-go areas, no-go. Barrier breakers. Hallelujah. God is calling men and women that will break barriers. Remember the story, 2 Samuel 23:15. David just said, he made a comment. He said, that I long for the waters by the wells of Bethlehem. Oh, I long. And three people heard it. Three of his mighty men, they heard. He just said, I long. He said, I just feel like, it's just like someone said, I feel like the ice cream for Tesco. And then somebody goes out. But there's problems there. They have banned KT. Well, they will never ban us in the name of Jesus. But you know what I mean? There were enemies there. There were the Philistines there. It was an occupied territory. It was occupied by the enemy. They occupied every place. And these guys were barrier breakers, according to 2 Samuel 23. Hallelujah. What does it say? They broke through the camp of the Philistines and they drew water. They broke through the camp and they drew the water and brought it back to David. Come on. That's the kind of person I want to be. Amen. They broke through. I don't know what they did, but they broke through. They broke through the camp. They were looking at those guys and saying, you guys are nothing. Strategies. I don't know what they did, but God will put strategies in your mind and in your heart of what to do. They broke through the barriers and the problems. Amen. Hallelujah. What do you see barriers as a no-go area? Come on, people of God. They're there to be broken. Barriers are there to be broken. Shift them, move them. Said this before, the day I stopped the plane. KLM, the woman told me I stopped the plane, my bag was missing. I told the pilot, stop this plane. They're looking at me as if, are you crazy? Stop the plane, get my bag. Stop the plane. I said, who are you? I don't care. Stop the plane. My bag is missing. I don't care. He stopped the plane. It's a true story. But this is the story. The woman, the air hostess, the chief, he said, for the rest of my life, and I don't know how long she's got to live, but he said, for the rest of my life, I will never forget you. I did something that nobody would do. I told the guy, stop the plane. He said, do you know what you're asking for? Of course I do. Stop the plane. It's got brakes, hasn't it? Is it got brakes? Put it in neutral. Stop the plane. Get my bag. My bag is missing. Hallelujah. Mission money is there. $3,000. Stop the plane. Even the more I think about it, I want to stop every plane. No. Come on. Number four, got two more. Standing your ground. You stand your ground for victory. You stand your ground. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You stand your ground. You know what it means to stand your ground? When everybody's retreating, everybody's running back, you stand your ground. You stand. Everybody's running away. Can't do this. I don't want friends like that. Can't do that. I don't want any. Stand your ground. God is sending us. You stand your ground. You see the enemy, so what? Amen. You know the story of David and Goliath. You know the story. Everybody was in retreat. Retreat. David ran. Not only would you stand, you also move forward. Understand? God is asking you to don't retreat. Some of you have been on retreat for too long. It's now time to stand your ground. Hallelujah. I'm not going to move. If anything's going to move, it's the enemy. I ain't moving for no enemy. Are you with me? Hallelujah. You can look that up. 2 Samuel 23:9-10. And then the last one. The last quality. is you're going to be decisive. You're going to decide. Decisive. Sorry, I know it's my Nigerian accent, but be blessed. Decisive. You got to decide. Hallelujah. Amen. You understand? You got to decide. And you know, whatever it is, make up your mind what you want to do and stand on it. Hallelujah. You cannot be double-minded. It's not possible. A double-minded gets nothing done in their lives. A double-minded person. You got to decide that this is what I want. This is what I want. Hallelujah. Rejection is what? Come on, people of God. Amen. Rejection is what? Amen. So, I mean, Mama Kevin knows, my wife, he said, you don't want to know the name. You don't want to know the name they called me when I was in the world. And she knew me when I was just transitioning, my wife. The kind of person I was. Amen. They used to call me TT, double T. And I won't tell you what it is. Double T. Amen. Now I'm pastor. Now I'm PT. Now I'm grandpa T. I was a terrible guy, you know. I'm telling you. This woman would say, you marry you? Are you kidding? Amen. Come on. He said, are you marry you? What? Hey. I said, look at you. Man, I was decisive. This one, you are my wife. We are celebrating grandkids today. Are you with me? That's me. When God puts something in your heart, what's the scripture on that? Esther 4:6. You know what she said? If I die, I die. But I've decided to confront the king. I've decided to go. She knew. If that scepter is not pointed to her, you're dead. But there's something at stake. There's a nation called Israel. There's a people called the Jews that are at stake. Said, look, just pray for me. There's a nation. If we don't do this, people of God, London is at stake. The nation of the world is at stake. So we got to come to a place in our life and say, if I perish, I perish. But I want to do it. No, the enemy can't threaten me with death. Oh, come on. If I perish, I perish. I would do. All kinds of things have been pointed at me. A gun has been pointed at me before. Twice in my life on mission field. A gun has been pointed at me. One is in Albania. This guy pointed a gun at me. I'll shoot you. My head. Amen. Help me. I don't care. We've lost this life. It's for Jesus now. I'm decisive. I'm not going to compromise. I don't care. I can give you stories. I don't compromise. I come from a Muslim family. Family, you know, so one of the easiest ways to compromise is family. Don't do this, don't do that. They will even threaten you. Don't do this, don't do this. Your father. I beg. And you know the worst thing sometimes is that sometimes the not-so-strong believers will tell you, you better do what they want. But you got to decide. Esther said, there's something bigger at stake. The nation. If I don't go and plead on behalf of the Jews, I'll go. I can't guarantee you that everything that I want will happen. But one thing I know, I'm going to make up my mind to do it. And if I perish, I perish. That's the quality of men and women of God that God is raising in this house. We're different people, different tribe. Not to boast, but for the glory. The question is, if we don't do it, who's going to do it? Who thinks the way we think? 1,000 souls in 100 days. Who thinks that way? 1,000 souls. Probably next year is going to be 2 million souls in 100 days. Why not? Why not? But my challenge to us as KTLCC, let's be part of those choice men. Let's be part of it. Let's be part of what God is doing. Find out what God needs you to do. Pray about it and find somebody in our leadership, whether it's a cell leader, and the leader said, this is what God is saying to me. And let's see London changed for the glory of God. Are we together in this? Are we together in this? Do I hear an amen? Do I hear an amen? Yeah.